drag me down. By me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's a deal worth $35 billion. One credit card company wants to buy another one. Here's Bankrate's Greg McBride.
Capital One is acquiring Discover, which is more than just a credit card issuer. They also have a card network over which the transactions are run. And they also have accumulated a pretty significant deposit base, bringing in deposits from consumers. And making loans other than just credit cards.
In the Middle East, Israel has ordered new evacuations from parts of Gaza City as a UNICEF study finds 1 in 6 Palestinian children are acutely malnourished in the northern part of the territory where Gaza City is. Arab nations putting to a vote a UN resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, knowing it will be vetoed by the United States. President Biden heads to California today, hoping to raise more money for his reelection campaign. The state still inundated with rain and wind and snow in higher elevations, thanks to another atmospheric river. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Three people have died and another man was shot multiple times Sunday night at an apartment complex in Middleton. According to a news release, officials were called to the 6300 block of Maywood Avenue for a check of a property complaint that was not related. While they were in the area, a man exited a different residence and said he had been shot. Officers began treating the man for multiple gunshot wounds and began securing the area. Three people were located inside the home. All three were already dead. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office is investigating two deaths in the Columbus area. The first death happened on Oak Grove Drive in the town of Elba. The second death happened in the emergency urgent care lobby of Prairie Ridge Health. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
It is going to be sunny and quite a bit warmer today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. On Thursday, sunshine with a high of 51. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you're having a great Tuesday. I mean, nothing much exciting happens on a Tuesday, just that little part of the week we need to get to the good stuff and closer to the weekend. Never too early to start thinking about it. Here's Billy Joel.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You got the liquor, start much too late. All the sooner or later, it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. Temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay for things that you might have done. Only the good die young. That's what I said. Only the good die young. Only the good die young. You might have heard I run with a dangerous crowd. We ain't too pretty, we ain't too proud. Show me a sign. Send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind. Never.
never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. You got a brand new soul, and a cross of gold. But Virginia, they didn't give you quite enough information. You didn't count on me when you were counting on your rosary. Oh, 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 and they say there's a heaven for those who will wait. And some say it's better, but I say it ain't. I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
And more.
No doubt.
99.7 Max FM.
First, when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream. That your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried silent tears full of pride in a world.
Flashdance, what a feeling. There is Irene Cara, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7 now. A beautiful start to this Tuesday morning. How are you today, Finn?
Sure is a beautiful start. I am not sure if I'm suitably caffeinated yet, but we'll get there.
You got to work your way into it. You can't have it all at once. That's bad. That's when bad things happen, right? You
Except for the fact that I have a tanker, basically, for a cup of coffee. I mean, the thing is massive. So, but yeah, what are you going to do? We'll get there.
Well, you know, it's early in the day. We've got a long ways to go. It's a couple hours just of this morning show alone. So, you know, plus you don't want to have to run to the bathroom every 12 seconds, right? Like we've all been there, done that kind of thing. So we understand how that goes. So I have to tell you, before we jump into any conversation, I had a bit of a scare this morning, like not in a bad way, but I was checking through social media and Carol Burnett was trending over on Twitter, X, whatever we want to call it these days. And anytime you see an older celebrity like that, it scares you, right? Because you're like, oh no, what is this news I'm about to get, right? And she's truly a comedy legend. So it turns out that she's trending because the new trailer for the Apple TV show Palm Royale hit today. And that, of course, this is amazing cast. I haven't heard anything about this show, and now I'm actually thinking I need some Apple TV and I need to subscribe. It's got Kristen Wiig in it, Ricky Martin, Kaya Gerber, Laura Dern, and Allison Janney, with special guest appearances by Carol Burnett and Bruce Dern. Now I kind of think I need some Apple TV when this debuts late March to check this out. I'm kind of intrigued by this.
What's
this
show called again?
It's called the Palm Royale is what it's called. And I'm a little intrigued by it. Now I think after watching the trailer, I feel like I need a subscription to Apple TV so that I can catch this. I believe it debuts March 20th, but that was why she was trending, because the trailer hit this morning. And of course it has Carol Burnett in it. Everybody's always excited to see Carol Burnett on a screen. And so it wasn't anything nefarious. It wasn't anything bad. It was
anything
just because,
negative.
She's got a new series coming out. So I'm a little excited about that one. That's a pretty good cast, is it not? I mean, Bruce Dern back on screen.
Bruce,
I love it.
And Laura both.
I know.
You know,
I know.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It is really awesome. So that was my little bit of a fright this morning. So everybody can move on with their day now. Continue to enjoy their coffee this morning along with you. And we'll make it through this Tuesday. Anything fun and exciting happening in your world right now?
You know, one of these days when you ask me that, I'm going to say I was abducted by aliens and they took me on a magical journey.
Oh, you're going on the Aaron Rodgers route. I love it.
Exactly. But I unfortunately did not capture the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot yesterday. So, it's just the usual. The weather was nice, though.
Oh, it was gorgeous. You know? By afternoon, when it warmed up a little bit, it was lovely. Of course, I chose to walk Aspen when it was still really cold, which was my mistake. But I had a lot going on yesterday, you know, just trying to kind of recalibrate from a weekend away. You know how that is. Even if it's just a couple of days, you come home and then there's suitcases, there's the dirty laundry, things that you've purchased, things that need to be put away that weren't used. So it really feels like just recalibrating everything and getting a little bit of a fresh start back into your week. So that was on the agenda yesterday here. Of course, it was Dexter's birthday. He was pretty chill yesterday. Didn't really want to do anything. He just wanted to hang out at home and kind of recuperate. So I was totally down with that. Got a few chores done around the house, lots of laundry as well, mostly from the weekend stuff. And then last night I asked him, I said, it's your birthday. I said, I know we celebrated this past weekend. I said, I know we're going to the Meat Ninjas on Saturday and going to go see the new Bob Marley movie. And I said, but is there anything that you want special for dinner tonight? I think I'd really like a pizza from that one place that we get it in Dell. So I was like, okay, I'll order you a pizza. Turns out that last time we had it delivered, it was through Corey's Uber Eats app. So I had to actually physically drive myself there. I was not prepared for that moment in time. It's a little shocking when you live so many minutes out and then you realize you actually have to leave your house, you know, after not preparing for it. You know how it is when you lived out in the sticks. So you get that. So I drove over, got the pizza, got my my salad, came home, and I said to him, do you want to watch a movie? You know, I've really kind of been feeling X-Men lately. And I said, okay. This was, I had no idea we were going to watch X-Men. I don't know if I was emotionally prepared for that either. But we sat down and we watched X-Men Apocalypse is what we watched last night. And just kind of chilled out the two of us with Aspen and enjoyed some good food and celebrated his 17th birthday. And that was pretty much all we did here yesterday. Now, I will say that as the week goes on, it just keeps getting busier and busier. I don't even want to look at my calendar right now. Just don't. I'm not even. I'm going to pretend that it doesn't exist. I'm going to just pretend that it's not there. Because today I have four different appointments, all from noon until 4:10.
Wow.
I was like, who is the idiot that scheduled these. It was me. Yeah. Look at me. Yeah. I'm the idiot. So yes, I have four appointments all within a 4-hour time span. So that should be a fun afternoon.
It'll be a busy day.
Yeah, one of them takes me all the way down to Partyville. It's puppy practor day for Aspen. So I've got to go down there so she can get her little spine adjusted in her head. You know, you run into the wall so many times trying to chase your Goomba, which is what we call this bouncy ball with feet. You know, sometimes you got to have your neck adjusted as well. So. Yeah,
exactly.
You can only do that so many times.
You can only do that so much, right?
Right.
While you and Dexter were watching X-Men, I was reacquainting myself because you were talking about Apple TV. And this this is not on Apple TV. It's actually on Prime.
Okay.
But I was reacquainting myself with some folks from Sicily, Alaska. And Northern Exposure is now on Prime.
And that's exciting.
Have you ever had it where you haven't seen a show in a long time and then you decide you're going to rewatch it because it's finally on a platform where you can see it? And you're not sure. You're like, is this going to hold up? Is this still
right?
I mean, because that was, Northern Exposure was the 90s, okay?
Yes.
Early 90s. And you're wondering, I don't know, is this really good?
Right.
Rewatch
shows. Is
it as
good as I thought it was back then? Yeah.
It is.
I know.
It is so good. I mean, they're quirky characters.
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
It's a quirky show, eccentric characters, and all just that good character stuff, you know, all that, you know, stuff that, you know, no explosions, no car chases, nothing like that. You know, occasionally you'll see a moose, but I mean, that's that's about it. It's, I love it. It's so much fun to rewatch.
We were just talking about that a few weeks ago, that that was on no streaming platform, which felt very, very odd considering they've rolled out basically every show under the sun for those streaming platforms.
Yeah.
And that was one that you couldn't find. So I'm a little excited about this. I was a huge fan of Northern Exposure. I know my husband really loved the show as well. So you can pretty much tell what we're going to be doing this weekend is we'll be in, forget it, Dexter, you're not seeing the Marley movie. Mom and Dad are watching Northern Exposure. That's
Northern
right.
Exposure.
Oh, man.
Now, I will say, in the first couple of episodes, Dr. Joel is a little annoying. He's a little irritated.
Yeah, but he's a little whiny in the first few.
Yeah, but I do love those fish out of water stories where you have a character that's in a situation or in an environment where they're just totally out of their element and they get thrust into it. And but I haven't gone back and watched Moonlighting because I think Moonlighting is on Hulu.
I believe so. That's another one I want to dive into. Yeah. Those fish out of water stories, you mentioned those. That's why I think I loved the movie Doc Hollywood with Michael J. Fox. Was it one of his best theatrical movies? No, not in any way, shape, or form. But he was funny in that one. Like, we got to see a different side of Michael J. Fox from the, you know, from the Marty McFly, from the Alex P.
Family
Keaton.
Ties. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a whole different role for him in Doc Hollywood. And it wasn't the best movie ever made, but it was funny and it had some really funny parts. But again, another one
good.
Of the, yeah, another fish out of water kind of story.
Sure.
If you're looking for something old school to watch one of these evenings or over the weekend, I'll throw that one into the pool, into the mix as well.
Yeah.
Also had to help Max with a resume yesterday. Now, here's the thing. The kid calls me and he's like, do you know how to use Discord yet? And I said, no. And he's like, figured. So he's like, go downstairs. I'm going to walk you through this. And I was like, okay. My kid is actually pretty good at teaching people how to use other things. He's kind of got that gift like his dad does. It's the whole reason my husband at one point in his life worked IT for the U.S. government. Simply because when he got the job, because he'd been in radio and because he knew tech, he was able to explain things to people in a way they understood. Max kind of has that gift as well, because there's no way I was going to figure out Discord by myself. And so he walked me through it. We were able to do a screen share, and I was able to help him with a resume, and we worked on that for a couple hours. He's going to a really cool thing this weekend at Lambeau Field. It is basically a multimedia TV radio thing for college students and students in tech schools. And they're going to have a bunch of the different conglomerates from around the state there. They get to hear some keynote speakers from Wayne and Larry, hello Packers fans. They get to learn a little bit about the industry right here in Wisconsin. And it's like this entire day of workshops. And it was super cheap for college students to go because, well, duh, poor college students, right?
Right.
And so he's really, really stoked about this. And then they're going to kind of have like a semi-job fair. It's pretty informal, but you're going to get to meet some of the people who run some of these TV stations across the state, as well as these radio stations. You know, you're going to have an opportunity to hand in a resume and be like, hey, I'm looking for a summer internship kind of thing. So we wanted to make sure he was fully prepared for that. Plus, he's got, you know, a job board at school that he sees some opportunities for potentially this summer. So he wants to start applying for some things and get a summer gig and some more experience and things like that. So we had to have a resume all beefed up, you know. He was a soda jerk over at Tin Roof Dairy for a while, loved the job, but he's like, not exactly probably what they're looking for. I was like, although we kept it on there because I'm like, it shows you can work with people. It shows that you've had responsibility for a while. So obviously we kept all the experience on the resume. So good time working.
Your
with
Max
my kid.
Is becoming quite the mover and shaker there. Do you remember life in your 20s? I mean, do you remember the like just getting out there into the
job market?
Yeah,
I was just trying to get out of bed and get to class in the morning, honestly. which was tough most days. No, but I think that's one of the scariest parts when you're at that point, right? And for students who go to 2-year school, I think it's a little scarier because you don't have the cushion of a couple of extra years, right? You have 2 years and you've got to be able to figure out life and be able to make it happen. And so I'm super proud of him. I think that there's a few good opportunities for him. He's got, you know, every time he sees something or he's excited about something, he always calls Corey and myself and is like, do you think I should try this? Am I qualified enough for it? Because he knows we're going to give him an honest opinion. I mean, there's been some things that we're like, yeah, you should probably try it. Just know that there might be people with more experience going in kind of thing, you know, because we don't want to like build up his hopes and dreams too much, because sometimes in reality, you're not quite qualified yet. And that's how it goes. And I think he understands that. But he's very excited to go this weekend. He's excited to meet some other students in the area as well who are doing, you know, and going into the same thing he is, and really just kind of make connections. Because I don't know, I'm kind of at a point in time where this is where you meet some of those people. This is where you make some of those connections in life, right where he's at right now. I mean, you're going to make them throughout your whole life, but it's good to start out in a career field having some of those connections and being able to put faces with names and all of that kind of stuff. It really does go a long way when you're trying to apply and trying to break your way into a career field, right? So I'm always of, you know, the more people you know, the better kind of camp. That's always where I am.
Well, but it sounds like he's off to a good start.
Well, we try. I mean, you know, and he told us the other day, he's like, I'm actually pretty fortunate when I talk to other people in my class, because he's like, you and Dad know a lot of stuff. You also know a lot of people. So he said, I'm really fortunate that way, because he said, sometimes I feel like I have an advantage just over people because of that. So at least he is mindful enough to realize that his dad and I can introduce him to people. And that's all we do. We're like, it's up to you to go get the job, but we can at least point you in the right direction and tell you who to go talk talk to, but you need to go out there and, you know, wow them with all of your skills and all of your talents and then actually get the job. Corey's biggest fear is that he's going to end up in some crap situation like he and I both did to start out our careers, because he's like, that makes you jaded really, really fast, right? I mean, you and I have been doing this a really long time, and when you end up in one of those really awful situations in TV or radio, which can happen, there's a lot of those groups out there, he's like, I don't want him jaded forever. I want him to actually, you know, ease into the jadedness and enjoy it for a little bit before he sees what it's actually like.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm kind of willing to make a few phone calls as long as he's earning it on his merit with my recommendation. So that's kind of where Dad is, because he's like, I probably wouldn't be so jaded now if I would have had a little help down the road or early on my path and into my little venture into life.
Yeah, but it's a rough industry, man.
It is.
It's
cutthroat. It can be. Yeah. It can be really cutthroat. That's why I love the fact, though, he's not going into the on-air side of things, TV or radio. And they always need a production guy, right? They always need somebody to make things happen for the on-air talent. They always need somebody to punch the buttons and get things to air, whether it's radio or TV. So I'm kind of glad that was not the realm of possibility for him, that he wanted to stay on the other side of it, because it's a little less, I mean, it's still cutthroat, it's dog eat dog, most career paths are, but it's a little better when you're on the production side of things. We'll put it like that. So at least that's the path he's choosing. Plus, he doesn't really want to stay in local TV forever. I mean, we've talked about this. His ultimate dream would be to work for one of these networks who does nothing but sports, you know, whether it's for Amazon Prime with the NFL or working for one of the big groups that basically does NBA or working for one of the groups that does MLB and stuff like that. He doesn't want to stay in the local TV side, but understands he's probably going to have to start there in order to get a little experience and beef up the resume to get one of those jobs down the road. So,
and would you really be surprised if he wound up doing a job like that?
No. I also wouldn't be surprised if he commuted from Canada and flew in to do those jobs. Like, none of this stuff would surprise me whatsoever, quite honestly. None of these things would surprise me at all. And in fact, Corey and I were talking about that on our drive home on our drive to Minneapolis this weekend. And I said, the thing that would actually surprise me the most is if he would settle in the upper Midwest, stay here for the rest of his life, and then, but still get one of those jobs and fly out. Him staying in the upper Midwest would actually surprise me more if he settled here than anything else he could possibly do, to be quite honest about it. So we shall see. We shall see. It's going to be a fun road to watch. And then we get to do it all over again, because then eventually Dexter's going to be starting his career path in his world. He wants to go into cybersecurity, interestingly enough. So that
Dex
kind
does.
Of. Yeah, that one kind of threw me a little bit. He likes the whole hacking for a job kind of thing and having to be a little bit of a chameleon and having online personas so that, you know, you can catch people doing nefarious things. That's what he likes to do. So he's got his own twist on it. So we shall see. He's already checked it out. He knows there's a couple of tech schools right here in the area that are 2-year with associate degrees in cybersecurity. And then you just kind of keep building on your credentials by taking classes and things. But he's willing to talk to anybody right now who can kind of point him in the right direction. And luckily, because his dad is so smart, he knows a lot of people who do that exact job. So it's kind of cool. So Dexter's got a few resources there as well. Ah, we can help our kids until we can't.
I have to tell you, man, we've been talking about this a lot lately, where there's, because between the two of us, we have, how many is it now?
Seven.
Five?
Oh, yeah, yes. Right? You and Chris have five, and then you add my two in the mix, and now we get to talk about seven different individuals all the time. It's kind of insane.
And there's been times where there's been at least a couple of them where we've worried about them getting out there into the real world.
Yeah, that's my Dexter.
One has flown the coop, and he seems to be doing okay, and the other still lives with us here.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, we still worry about it.
He's young enough yet that he should. I mean, like, that one makes sense, but no, that's my Dexter. I worry about that as well. I feel like Dexter in life has been a little behind, just because the anxiety has always kept him kind of at arm's reach to a lot of things in life, if that makes sense.
And it does. That's where we are with our son, Phoenix. I think I feel exactly the same way. You know, he's got those anxieties.
And it's kept him kind of, I don't want to say sheltered, because we've never tried to shelter or bubble our kids. It's why they travel. But it's just like, you know, we went to Minneapolis this weekend. He woke up yesterday and he's got a terrible head cold. Every time we take the kids somewhere, he ends up getting sick. Yeah, and I think it's just because his body basically is in hyper overdrive the entire time. And then when he's actually in his space and he can let down, then he gets sick. He gets some sort of illness, whether it's a stomach bug or whether it's some sort of horrific head cold, which is what we're working on right now. So I totally understand that. He's kept the world at arm's length to protect his own anxieties. And, you know, we're working through that. So hopefully in the next few years, you know, because it's the same situation with Max. You aren't going to turn 18, graduate from high school in our house, and mom and dad are going to be like, well, it was good knowing you. Yeah. Have a good life. That's not exactly what we're doing here. So I foresee him being with us for a couple of years, maybe a year or two even more than Max was, just because he's finally, as we've talked, taking responsibility and accepting how he is and trying not to will it away. And now we're actually working on getting help for it. And I think it's going to be a little bit longer road, but that's cool. As long as he's starting to make good decisions and decisions that are right for him, then we'll work through it the best that we can over the next couple of years. So, yeah. You know, and it's the whole reason why the kid won't drive. We've talked about that. His anxiety, he knows it's too bad to get behind the wheel of a car right now. It just terrifies him to know that he might get, you know, freaked out about something and then not be able to concentrate on the road, and he might hurt himself and somebody else. I mean, he's very aware that that is how he is, which is why now we are taking the steps to really get there. And we've taken the steps over the years. But when you're not a willing participant in making those changes, you know, it's a little harder to do. Well, now we're a willing participant. So now we're making some strides, I hope. Fingers crossed anyway. But no, he's my one, you know, and I was always a little worried about Max because, you know, the Asperger's in him. But he was much more equipped for the world than I anticipated. So that makes me ease a little easier about his existence in life. So
what you're talking about, he seems like he's doing all right.
He's doing okay, you know, and I love that he knows he can always call Corey and myself and be like, am I totally off base here, or is this the what I should be doing, or is this make sense, know. So he checks in and he asks our advice, and you know, he knows that he never has to take it, but we're going to give our opinion, let him know what we think, and then he's got to make a decision from there, and we'll support any decision he makes, and we'll help him, you know, along the path. So I think that's all you can do as a parent. I don't know any other way to do this, and it's my first go around, so just like everything else, he's my experimental kid. That's what I always called him when he was little. I was like, this is my experimental kid, this is the one that I'm really going to screw up over here. So that was always how I looked at my kids, kind of half joking. Taking a look at the forecast right now, Finn, it's going to be beautiful today. Lots of sunshine, 52. Already starting to see some gorgeous sun come up over Goose Poop Pond. Partly cloudy down to 29 tonight. Then the next couple of days, beautiful as well. Partly cloudy, 55 tomorrow, 51 on Thursday. It is 30 right now.
Baraboo State Bank supports Baraboo FFA students as they learn about the future of farming during National FFA Week. You can count on the professionals at Baraboo State Bank, rooted in downtown Baraboo since 1857. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Okay, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $29.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
Maximum music. Max FM.
7:34 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday. We hope your morning is off to a great start. It's Blink 182 now and all the small things on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:37 right now. And, you know, Finn, we were talking because this weekend, Dexter really wants to see that Bob Marley movie, the one that's actually rated number one right now at the theaters. He's very, very stoked about it. He also is potentially wanting to see Dune 2. He's like, maybe tonight we'll watch Dune so that he can see if it's worth his time to go see Dune 2. I think the only reason he cares about that one is because that one's going to be on an IMAX film, and he really, really loves to watch movies on IMAX.
It'll be a good one to see on an IMAX screen.
Yes, I totally agree. So I think we're going to probably watch Dune tonight is the game plan.
That'll take a while.
Yes, I know. That's what I said to him. I said, you're going to start that one around 6:30, right? Yeah. Because mama goes to bed kind of early. Mm-hmm. That melatonin hits hard about 9:30. So, but I only bring this up because if, you know, you're going to go see a movie like we might be this weekend, you know, the goal for most movie theaters is to put more butts in the seat. And surprisingly, those butts and seats aren't always clean. In fact, a new study looked at the top bacteria hotspots in movie theaters and found that the average seat has 1,864 colonies of bacteria, which is 14 times more than an average toilet seat. I'm just gonna have to make myself a Lysol bubble. My gosh. One spot was even more disgusting than the seat, though, itself. The cup holders. Yeah. They had an average of almost 2,400 colonies of bacteria, or 18 times more than a toilet seat. Now, the good news is that most of that bacteria you're gonna find on your theater seat or in the cup holder, pretty harmless and not the kind that's gonna make you very sick. And even though those numbers seem kind of high, we don't even want to talk about your kitchen sponge, because that thing's actually grosser than the toilet seat and this cup holder, as well as the theater seat in general. This is why I'm a germaphobe. I need to be like Bubble Boy. Remember that movie? I feel like I need a bubble and then I would
be
fine.
The John Travolta movie, right?
Yes, I feel like that's what I need. I feel like that's the way that you get through life, is bubbling yourself, because all of these things make my skin crawl, literally. And then I actually have goosebumps talking about bacteria colonies in cup holders.
I'm betting post-COVID, there are still plenty of people that haven't gone to the theaters.
Oh, I'm sure.
Since COVID. Yeah.
I'm sure. Which, you know, it really truly is, though, when you think about it, not the healthiest place to go. I mean, we're sitting there crammed into a dark room with people who are coughing, sneezing, hacking, wiping their nose, wiping their mouths. Yeah. I mean, let's look at it like this, and let's just be honest about what a movie theater experience is like. Then, of course, you get the spittle that flies from the air through the people who don't know how to chew with their mouths closed or laugh way too loud. So you get that as well. And it's not, I mean, let's face it, it's not like the cleanliest of atmospheres ever. So it always made my skin crawl, that and buffets. Going into movie theaters always made my skin crawl, even though there are some places where there's some movies you just have to see on a big screen, right? You just have to,
because that's of the sound. Thing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you get the sound, the feeling of the vibration under your feet, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Some movies are just big screen movies. And
absolutely.
I know your husband has a ginormous television screen out there, and he's got all the sound system set up and everything.
He wants a bigger one.
But every once in a while,
screen.
There's just a movie that you have to go see in the theaters.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So, you know, this is where I bring the Lysol and all the wipes. And I actually, when the kids were little, I'm not joking, I was that mom. We got to the theater early and I would literally like wipe down the armrests and stuff. But here's my thing. My kids were thumb suckers. We've talked about this before. It was basically like them licking the armrest, or, and sometimes Dexter did, or licking the floor. Like if something dropped on the floor, they might as well just have gone and licked it because their thumbs went straight into their mouth all the time, right? And so I was that mom. Like they had the little cart covers so they could ride around in grocery store carts because thumbs, Dexter liked to, I mean, he literally would put his mouth on the handle of the cart and then suck on it. Like, dude, what are we doing here? Like, this is disgusting. So I was that mom. You know, I always had the sanitary wipes and I always had the hand sanitizer and all of that kind of stuff. So I obviously I've loosened up a little bit. But I will say this, when we were in Minneapolis this weekend, Dexter is not one to use hand sanitizer. And I watched him throughout the course of the weekend. Every time when we were in the mall and he came across a hand sanitizer station, he would grab some. I was like, okay, this is new. So maybe he's actually learning some lessons too. He doesn't like to be sick. So maybe after all these years, he's actually starting to figure it out.
Yeah. You know, when the kids are little though, you take them to so many of those places that are just germ,
right,
you know, covered. I mean,
right,
the play areas.
Oh,
you know, what's the place? Discovery Zone.
Oh yes, you remember? Yes, that? Yeah, I remember those.
Mm-mm. Why did we take our children there? They're just like.
Because we were gluttons for punishment, wanted them to build their immune system or something. I don't know.
Aforementioned Chuck E. Cheese that we've been talking about in the past couple of weeks.
Yeah,
you know,
no. I was never a big fan of those things. My kids did them, but I basically walked around with a look of pain and disgust, as my husband called it, on my face through the entire thing.
We had to put our hands over our eyes.
Right?
And I'm a horrible parent.
It was awful. It was really awful. You know, it was funny this weekend. We were driving around and Dexter said something and I said, no, Dexter. I said, we're not doing that, Dexter. And Corey just started laughing. I said, what's your problem? And he goes, for 17 years, all I've heard is no, Dexter. We're not going to do that, Dexter. Don't put your mouth on that, Dexter. You can't jump from that, Dexter. What are we doing, Dexter? Dexter, be quiet. He's like 17 years and nothing has changed. And I said, I love you, Dexter. And he goes, yeah, probably. At least he knows I did it out of love and not hate. So there is that. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we're going to have some beautiful weather over the next couple of days. Temperatures in the 50s. Sean Cable's going to tell us more about that in just a moment. We'll have a look at sports with Mike Ganger. Right now, your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. The North Freedom Fire Department will have their smelt and chicken feed that's coming up on a Saturday, February 24th from 4 until 6 p.m. It's all you can eat smelt and chicken. There's carryouts available as well. All the proceeds will go towards the fire and EMS equipment. It's $15 for adults in advance, $18 at the door, and kids 12 and under will eat for $7. Again, it's the annual all-you-can-eat smelt and chicken feed from the North Freedom Fire Department, Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. And also on Saturday, it's the coldest night of the year charity walk. This 2K or 5K walk is to benefit the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. It's on Saturday, February 24th from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. You can get all the details and donate to this first annual fundraiser by checking out baraboo-shelter.org. And on Sunday, Thunderbird Youth Hockey will be hosting the final open skate of the season, 5 until 8 p.m. at Pierce Park. $3 entry fee, skate rental for $4. Go to thunderbirdyouthhockey.com for more details.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. to schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Tonight, the girls' basketball regionals get started. The Baraboo Thunderbirds will be the 10 seed. They're going to be traveling to Sparta. Winner of that matchup takes on Onalaska. Tip off tonight at 7 o'clock. In that same bracket for Division II, it's La Crosse Central hosting number 11 Portage. The Forest, the 3 seed, will await the winner of that matchup. Reedsburg and Sauk Prairie are the 4 and 5 seed, respectively. They have a bye in this first round. They'll be playing each other in Reedsburg, and that matchup will be happening on Friday at 7. Other side of that bracket, Delavan Darien will be hosting Mount Horeb tonight. Winner will head to McFarland. Milton and Monroe, the 6 versus 11 seed, also playing this evening. Elkhorn will await the winner of that matchup, and number 7 Stoughton will host Fort Atkinson tonight. Monona Grove challenges the winner there. In D3, Adams Friendship, the 9 seed, will go against GET on the road tonight. Winner heads to Elk Mound. Wisconsin Dells has a first-round bye. They're going to be taking on Arcadia. That's the 4 versus 5 seed. That'll be on Friday. Mauston, the 6 seed tonight, will welcome Black River Falls. Altoona awaits the winner of that matchup. Also in D3 tonight, number 9 Lodi is going to be heading to East Troy. Waupun awaits the winner of that contest. Mayville heads to number 6 Columbus. And in the Division 4 tournament, number 4 Poinette will host St. Mary Springs. That's the 5 seed. That'll be on Friday. Tonight, Partyville, the 6 seed, welcomes Montello. Check out WIAWI.org for the full breakdown and all the bracket details. Sectional wrestling this past weekend with individuals trying to move on to state for that event. Baraboo's Desmond Severson just missed out at 106, finishing 3rd at the event. Trayton Curtin won at 113 pounds to punch his ticket. He, of course, for the Reedsburg Beavers. His teammate Cade Parrish will also be moving on to state at 120 with a 2nd place finish. Baraboo's Peyton Oberg will advance on. He finished runner-up at 132. Reedsburg's Colton Harris also advancing on at 138. The Thunderbirds' Talon Pickler will be heading to state with a 2nd place finish at 150. Braxton Walter finished 3rd at 175 for Reedsburg to just miss out. Brayson Ballwig was right behind him from Sauk Prairie, Wisconsin Heights. Braylon Owen is the sectional champion at 175 from the Baraboo Thunderbirds. He'll, of course, move on to state as well. And Reedsburg's Jesus Gonzalez with a win at 215 to advance on as well. State wrestling will get started Thursday at the Kohl Center in Madison. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be sunny and quite a bit warmer today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. On Thursday, sunshine with a high of 51. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
99.7
XFM. 749 birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. Here's Rick Springfield. It's Jesse's Girl on Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Why can't I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late at night. We'll be right back.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:52 right now. And Finn, a little celebration on a Tuesday with our birthday list. Of course, if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Let's jump into the celebrity list, okay? There's a few good ones on here. Jack Falahi, who plays Connor Walsh on How to Get Away with Murder, is celebrating his 35th birthday. Rihanna is also celebrating a birthday today. She is 36 years old. Miles Teller is also celebrating. Of course, he was in Top Gun Maverick. That's where a lot of people know him from. Others know him from the Divergent films. He was also in Whiplash, the Footloose remake. Oh, I don't know why he'd add that to his resume, but you know, whatever. And he was also in the Fantastic Four reboot. Those last two he could probably just leave off and it would be okay. Nobody's going
to
miss
those. He needs you to update his resume much
yes,
like
I think
Max.
So. Yeah. I think so. Max and I know Discord now. We could share screens. We could figure it out together. Trevor Noah is also celebrating a birthday today. Of course, he's the former The Daily Show host. He had a salary on that show of $16 million a year. I think he's going to be okay in this world, giving up the gig. He's celebrating his 40th birthday today. Justin Verlander is also celebrating. Former New York Mets pitcher. He married Kate Upton 2 days after he won the World Series for the Astros. He's celebrating his 41st birthday. We also have Jay Hernandez on the list. He's Thomas Magnum in that new version of Magnum PI, which I believe has already been canceled, but I'm not 100% sure on that. He was also El Diablo in Suicide Squad. He's celebrating his 46th birthday. We have Chelsea Peretti on the list. She's also 46 today. You know her best is Gina on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And in real life, she happens to be married to Jordan Peele. We'll talk about a comedy couple. My goodness. Right. Brian Littrell of the Backstreet Boys is 49 years old today. We also have Andrea Savage celebrating. She's the star of the true TV sitcom I'm Sorry. You might also remember her from Step Brothers, Veep, and Episodes. She is 51 years old. Former supermodel Cindy Crawford is celebrating her 58th birthday. I don't know why we have to say former, because the woman looks amazing. She could still be gracing the covers of every magazine and be on every runway in the world, and nobody would know the difference, right? She's amazing. Ron Eldard, who was Colt Rhodes on Justified, he's 59 years old. French Stewart is also celebrating. Love him. Third Rock from the Sun is probably where most people recognize him from. He's celebrating his 60th birthday. Basketball great Charles Barkley is celebrating his 61st birthday. You have Anthony Head celebrating today as well. He was Rupert Giles on Buffy the Vampire Slayer way back in the day. He is celebrating his 70th birthday. Patty Hearst is also celebrating today. She is 70 years old. Of course, Patty Hearst was the one that was kidnapped and then made to do some of those despicable crimes, and then she eventually got charged with those, and it was a whole big long deal. Now, she's out of prison. She has been for a few years, right? Mm-hmm.
I believe so. Yes.
So anyway, hopefully she's able to figure out how to live life, because that was a whole weird scenario with the Patty Hearst story. That was weird. A weird time. See, we've always had weird times in this country. There's always been weird things happening. It's not just now. Just might feel a little weirder right now than other times. Sandy Duncan also celebrating a birthday today. She is 78 years old. Now, we do have one local birthday on our list as well. We have to say a very happy birthday to Shirley Holloway. So Shirley, you have a wonderful day today. And remember, if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you can always make sure we get them added to our list by texting the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now we got to take a look at this forecast, because besides celebrating birthdays, this is very exciting stuff, especially for mid-February, right? It's crazy what this forecast shows. Sunny today with a high near 52. Got some clouds lingering this morning with some peaks of blue sky in between there. Then partly cloudy down to 29 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a fabulous day. Partly cloudy, 55. And then by Thursday, lots of sun with a high near 51. So really, I'm just kind of hanging out in the 50s this week. I think I'll take it for this time of year. Because, well, let's face it, Finn, we could be below zero with lots of snow, and we don't have that.
We probably should, but yeah.
I know. I, for one, am going to be thankful for what we have, why Mother Nature is providing it. That's how I'm going to go about this, and just hope that it doesn't get 90 by the end of March, because, well,
I hope you're right.
Mother Nature can be a little fickle. Let's just put it like that. We never know what she's got in store for us. It's either that or we're going to have snowstorms until June, because we're having nice weather now. I'm not really sure how this is going to go.
Yep.
I'm not sure how this is going to go, and I'm not really ready to see how it's going to go, but we're at her mercy. Let's put it like that. We're going to enjoy it while we have it. Right now, it is 30.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. AMCHealth.com.
Compeer Financial, a long-standing partner with FFA at both local and state levels, is proud to recognize and celebrate Baraboo FFA members during National FFA Week. Connect with your local Compeer Financial team by calling 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least one person has been killed in Southern California as powerful storms continue to pound the region. Heavy rain bringing life-threatening flooding, winds, and mudslides. ABC's Matt Gutman, just outside Los Angeles.
On the Palos Verdes Peninsula near Los Angeles, many residents afraid of how their homes might be affected. In Santa Rosa, this resident recalling the moment a tree crashed into his apartment.
All of a sudden, it felt like an earthquake hit my house, but from above, saw that the tree had gone entirely through the wall of my house.
That branch impaling his roof and wall. Luckily, he was able to walk away uninjured.
Capital One wants to buy Discover in a deal worth about $35 billion, one that could affect as many as 400 million credit card holders. Arab nations are putting a vote to the UN Security Council today on a ceasefire in Gaza. The U.S. expected to veto it. The mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny continuing to appeal unsuccessfully for access to his body, Russian authorities refusing to tell her where it is. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News.